And now to NPR's Margot Adler in New York City, who's been out on the streets this evening. Margot, it's now about 3.5 hours since the blackout began. Have the crowds started to thin out at all?
Well, definitely the traffic. I'm looking over from our bureau on the 7th floor. I'm looking over 2nd Avenue, and there are actually quite a limited amount of cars. I would say the traffic is amazingly thin, much thinner than it would be for a Thursday evening at this time. There are still people streaming on foot in various directions. Most stores around the area are closed, but bars seem to be open, and I'm, in fact, just looking over at McFadden's Pub, in which there must be 80, 90, 100, 150 people outside just sort of sitting around, milling around, having, an evening. There are some police. I'm looking at a cop car just, going down the street right now, but not a big police presence either. And I think the interesting question will be, what happens when darkness comes? It's been a long time since New Yorkers remember how dark the city, in fact, is going to be without any lights. And we still have quite a bit of light, probably for the next hour, but it will be interesting to see what happens then.
Yeah. Did you hear people talking about that, about fears of looting or things like that happen or have happened in the past when New York has had blackouts?
Very little talk about this, surprisingly little talk. I talked to one guy who worked in Grand Central Terminal who was, in fact, stuck in an elevator for 15 minutes, and he was out drinking a beer, and I said, aren't you a little afraid of, he says, I'm just having, it's okay, we're all here together. I don't know whether people are in denial or something or whether, but it's ridiculously placid.
And what about the subways, Margot? They were shut down, obviously, when this happened, and a lot of people were trapped underground. Are the subways running or no?
As far as I know, most of the subways are not running. We heard that the third rail is, in fact, working and that subways can run. The last we heard was that most people had been evacuated. There were still perhaps a couple of people or some people that they were working on. No one has been injured, we've heard. We've heard that there have been no fires. We've heard that, that everything is pretty smooth considering what's happened. And the mood is certainly that way, too.
And, Margot, earlier the mayor said that power was beginning to come back on in parts of the city. And, again, we're wondering, have you seen any sign of that where you are?
I have seen no sign of that at all, except for the kind of, backup generators that you see here and there, a kind of low-level light in a building or so forth. But I have yet to see any systematic power return.
Okay. Thanks very much, Margot.
Thank you.
NPR's Margot Adler in New York.